Cancer, a horrible affliction by any standard and an illness subjected to one Captain Aidan Murphy, a much-loved and respected Irish-based private pilot of helicopters and indeed hot air balloons. Welcome to Murph's Cancer Kicking Podcasts, where Aidan's unique style and succinct delivery is here to help you climb aboard the flight of Aidan Murphy's life. Hold on tight.
You're very welcome along, and it's episode or podcast number 7, recorded on the 29th of September 2017.
From Dunshaughlin, Ireland, welcome to another Cancer Kicking Podcast from Aidan Murphy.
When I knew Colm Keane was joining me on the show today, I said, I know another man that Late Lunch listeners know very well that has a deep association with Padre Pio, and he's joined us now. He's met Colm for the first time. Aidan Murphy, it's so good to see you again.
Good afternoon to yourself and to Colm as well. Nice to meet you. The first time.
Tell us about you and Padre Pio.
Well, probably me and Padre Pio started off with my late mum. She had a great devotion to him, and you know, like, and we always knew that, and we always respected it, to be honest with you. And my mum passed away in 1998, and from then he just kind of grew on me, and I didn't go running to him or running to an altar rail. As I said, I wouldn't be the greatest person to go to mass. I have my faith, mightn't have my church faith, but I have my religious faith, if you like. And then over the years, 1998 to 2000, he just came more into my life, asked me to explain it, and the answer is I can't. It was in there in my head. And we'd have a chat. We wouldn't be praying as such. We'd have a chat. I know that sounds kind of weird and wonderful, but, you know, not saying messages were coming through in my head. It's not like that. You know, things would happen. Like, for instance, I fly hot air balloons as a hobby. So when my mum passed away, I said I'd put a plaque in the balloon in her memory. So I put a plaque in the balloon in her memory. And on the brass inscription, apart from her name, and Murphy directed in Shocklin, we put on the very bottom, St. Peter protect us, in the balloon. And then, as one thing led to the other, I ended up buying a new balloon, so I ended up calling the balloon St. Peter. And the aircraft registration, it's British registered, because I get four letters after the G, so it's Golf PPIO, Papa Papa India Oscar. And then, you couldn't write this and you couldn't make it up. Don't ask me how we managed it, but we've the actual balloon based in North Italy. Now, it's not based in San Giovanni. It's based in a place called Mondovi or Mondovi. And hello to John Franco if he's listening in Mondovi. He knows I'm on. It's based in Mondovi because that's where you get 300 hours a year flying.
Yeah.
So our very first flight, I'm trying to be as brief as I can here, our very first flight of St. Pio in Italy, we landed a balloon. You can't steer hot air balloons. So when we landed it, we saw a big car park coming up, vacant. We landed it there and we were just packing the balloon away. Now, as you're landing a hot air balloon, traffic will pull up and stop and watch. And in this situation, a big 40-foot truck pulled up and watched us. And we were packing the balloon away, so it's getting smaller as we're packing it away. And the truck just pulls off and I just glance. I have a proper eyeline sight of where I am. And there's a building in the middle of nowhere with a 50-foot high message just saying Christ. You know, and the hairs, I had hair back then when the game wouldn't kill it on me. The hairs just stood in the back of my head. And that was a wow moment. And as myself and this man here, Sean, just briefly discussed earlier, there's been loads of mini wow moments. One of the balloon crew, that crew for one of the senior instructors out in Italy in Mondovi, because they have a flying school there for hot air balloons, he's a blood descendant of Padre Pio. And you can see it. It's not rocket science to see it.
But you and your journey that you've been on this last 12 months.
Yeah.
He's been with you.
Yeah, he's been with me. I remember there's humorous sides to it as well, and I don't want to make it up or to say it in jest, but there's times when I was, say, due a CT scan for my inoperable cancer, which I'm fighting at present, Sean.
And what did you have, by the way?
I've a cancer in the stomach. It's gastro cancer is what I'm diagnosed with. So it's inoperable, but we're fighting it, as we like.
Okay.
So to answer kind of Jerry's question, but to give you the upside or the downside, if you like, was that I was in for my very first CT scan, and you know, it's a lonely place to be in this machine before they turn it on. And of course, if you're here, St. Pio, you know, not giving me a sign, but you know, this is a good idea to say hello, you know. So next thing, this kind of message came back somehow. Now, I'd be locked up for saying this, but this is fact. This is what happened. I'm with you. Came back the message, just a comforting feeling came back. I'm here. And of course, me being cheeky, because I am a bit cheeky, said, show me a sign. Next thing, bang, the CT machine broke. Right? So I was actually 2 hours in there for a 15-minute procedure. And then I kind of got, don't check me. I'm here. If I say I'm here, I'm here. You don't need to know any more than that. And then an hour later, I got the results of the scan, which were reasonably good. It was good news. It wasn't bad news. Mm. It was good news. It was positive news at the time. And the priest, I got the results, and the priest was doing the rounds in the Bonticure Hospital, and he came, and I didn't notice, because I was in the side room getting these results. And next thing, the door opened, and the priest came in his full garb, and the lovely St. Peter just hit me.
Mm.
Which is quite emotional.
Isn't that an amazing story, Colm? You hear what Aidan's saying and how close he is to him. It's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, in a way it's not. So many people tell me these stories, you know, so I can understand it really well. But can I just say one little thing? I got up early this morning knowing I was coming up here today, and I went down to my computer just to get a bit of work done, and there was an email that came in this morning from a man, never heard of him, don't know how he found my address, and he was writing to me from Waterford Hospital, and he said, I know you have a book out, my brother told me about it, he must have found something on the internet for me, and he said, just yesterday, he said, I got a final diagnosis about leukemia that I had. He said, I was told about 3 weeks ago, it was diagnosed as leukemia. All my symptoms were for leukemia. All the biopsies sent to Dublin, leukemia, they came back and they said it. I prayed and prayed and prayed to Padre Pio. And this is only this morning now. And he said, they came into my room yesterday. And you know the description that he gave me? He said, as the doctors came into my room, I was in horror, because I knew they were coming in to tell me. He said the fear that was on me at the thought of what was coming up, and they came in and they said, you have no leukemia, there's none there. I'm listening to you, and I really wish you
life.
The best.
Thanks, but it's a real life ongoing story, and like I could go on, and I don't intend to do that. But like he's over in Italy, he's been with us. Like we've landed in places where we shouldn't be able to get access to, and things just happen. We meet people we shouldn't be meeting. We get friendly with people we shouldn't know.
So you just add so much more as well to what Colm has been telling
it's
me
just
here.
Like the big, I was listening to him out there on my iPhone just because the radio was torn down, and I wanted to hear your story, and I knew it was a live interview, and I just said it's like a massive jigsaw puzzle, but it's all coming together, and none of us, from my own point, that's what I call it, my head, and none of us know when it's complete, and I don't want to know when it's complete. But it's a good news story, and to be fair, all I know is St. Peter likes a bit of publicity, and we're giving it to him here today.
And by the way, you look so well.
Thank you.
Just why would you have, you really do.
I am always lagging jerseys. This is the Aidan Murphy and Gerry Kelly Mutual Admiration Society.
Right. Well, you look better than
on a radio
Jerry.
Station.
Colm Keane joins in with you today as well. Just quickly, because we have only about a minute left before we have to go to news. Two quick things about him. He didn't like miniskirts, Colm.
Hated them, yeah. None here today that I can see.
I don't wear any either.
No.
Well, I stand up. No, definitely not.
Anything, by the way, you know, it had to be 8 inches below the knee.
Yes.
Hated them. Pantsuits, bare arms, no-cut dresses. You were turfed out of the competition.
He wouldn't deal with you. That was the end.
Amen.
End. And his love of football. He was a great fan. I know his local club was Foggia.
Yeah.
But Inter Milan was his great love.
And Inter Milan.
Yeah.
I asked Father Armelindo that. I remember when I met him, he was delighted to get a question that wasn't about spirituality or miracles. And he lit up and he said, Padre Pio loved football. Don't know much about Drogheda United now, but I do.
Oh,
know.
Please. Now I'm in pain. Now I'm certainly in pain when you mention that.
But he really did love Foggia. And his second team was Inter Milan. Back in the 60s, a wonder team.
Yeah.
And they came to visit him and all of that. But a big fan of football.
I unfortunately have to leave it there for today. Aidan Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
We'll
catch up again soon.
But
I want to mention the book, Padre Pio, Irish Encounters with the Saint by Colm Keane. Another bestseller on his hands for sure. My door is always open to you. You know that.
It's
great to see you again. Good luck with the book. And we'll draw the winners. We have loads and loads of people in looking for it. We'll do that after news and sport at 3. But for the moment, to Aidan Murphy and Colm Keane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. Good afternoon to you. Thank you. So there we go. Welcome. That was just a little bit back to front. I wanted to run that interview with you past my listeners first before I gave my formal introduction to this podcast. So yes, welcome along. Podcast number 7 on the 29th of September, 2017. And if you're looking, or if you're wondering where you heard of Colm Keane's name before, Colm is of course a very successful Irish author, has penned a few books on Padraig Peel. His current one, of course, being Padraig Peel, Irish Encounters with the Saint. And Colm is married to the RTE newsreader Una O'Hagan. So there you go, very small world. So there was me. Just the day before we did that live interview, I was in my employer's company in PayPal doing my talk with them, as I promised, and it worked out very well. And coming home in the car on that evening, I felt a bit guilty because I said to myself, I never mentioned Padraig Peel once during my talk up there, and maybe I should have. But it's a deep and personal thing, and to be fair, I was afraid I might get a bit emotional. And maybe that's why I shied away from it. So going through my little breeze of thoughts that evening after my PayPal presentation, I said to myself, a thought came into my head, I was praying to St. Peel. And I said, sorry I didn't mention your name, Padraig Peel, I should have, remiss of me, but there was a lot of things going on in my head, and it was my first time to do a video conference call with Berlin and Dundalk online and blah blah blah. And you know what he said to me? He says, Aidan, I have this in hand, don't worry, you will get to speak about me very soon to a lot of people. Within 20 hours my phone rings, I'm in Gary Kelly Centre in Drogheda, and it's LMFM. You've got Colm Keane here. Could you pop around for an interview? We'll put you in for the last 5 minutes of his chat. You'd love to meet him. We would like you to meet him. And he wants to meet you. So that's exactly what we did. Within 20 hours, I had a 5 minute notice. Drive around to LMFM studios. As I said, 5 minutes from Gary Kelly. Wasn't an issue. And there we go. There we get St. Peel, a little bit of publicity, and we get to chat to him. But more importantly, I get to chat about him to a person that respects him, obviously a lot like I do, and who's written a lot about him, and that's Colm Keane from Waterford. So I was delighted that all happened, and the fact that it happened so quickly, I hadn't much time to think about it, and that was probably even better again, to be fair. Now, before I go on, I got my scan for my tumour yesterday in the Montecure. So a big shout out to Myra Woods, one of the healthcare professionals in there, my buddy. I think she called me, I'm her buddy as well, so we're buddies. But we're good buddies, and we give free hugs to each other. And she doesn't know it, but she's an amazing support to me and other patients like me. It's not just me. So Myra, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Don't ever stop. So yes, but how did the scan go? I didn't mean to drag it on as much as I am. And we're now, 13 minutes, 54 seconds into the podcast. And I haven't told you, but listen, it was deferred for 2 days. The machine broke down, but the scan is good. When I went down there, the radiologist opened the door. It was a lady from South Africa. Oh, Aidan, my balloon friend, how are you? Sorry, that's my bad Dutch accent. So straight away I said, right, I need this file sent upstairs ASAP. So I produced and donated one of my Aidan Murphy new multi-ink balloon pins, or support cancer, kicking cancer pins to her. Sorry, pens to her. Gave her a pen. She was delighted with it. Did the scan. And I says, now, I says, can you do me a favour? Would you mind putting it on the shared drive? You know, as soon as you can, if you wouldn't mind. So within the hour, my scan was read. And it was read by, obviously by herself, and it was read and
obviously read again by Professor Oscar Brannock, my oncologist. So I was told, Aidan, go nowhere for an hour. We'd have a result for you, but we're not going to send you home with a blank void after what you've gone through with the machine breaking down the day before and all that. So the results were positive. The tumour is where, this is his words, not mine, it's where we want it, Aidan. It's contained. You're out of danger. We're keeping you out of danger, and you're still out of danger. And my answer to him, the question to Dr. Brannock was, Professor, I said, I haven't got a criticism, but I have a deep question that I need to get answered, and it's in my mind, and I have to ask it. And he goes, well, what is it? You know, shout. So I said, I feel like I'm a train in a tunnel, and I can see the light ahead of me where we're going to exit the tunnel. But guess what? The wheels of my train are skidding on the tracks, so we're not going anywhere. So I'll stop you there, Aidan. I know exactly what you're on about there. So let me twist it and explain it back to you in my little funny way, or my little way. We actually have this great way of explaining things to each other, which I'm delighted with. He says, think of us as a government, and your cancer tumour is the population that we're trying to take over. You know, we're trying to get grips on and get a hold of. So we're the government, and at this moment in time, we have a good firm hold on the population, and they're doing what we want them to do at this moment in time when we want them to do it. And that's exactly where you and your tumour is right now with me. So I asked a bottom line question. Are you happy, Doc? I always called him Doc when I'm speaking about him as a professor. And he goes, yes, Aidan, I'm happy, you know. And just be mindful of your bloods are down, so you're open to a bit of infection, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. We'll continue the weekly chemos as we've been doing them so far, and we'll scan again in a few weeks' time. So that's my story. As I said, I always promise to keep my podcast reasonably short. I don't run too much over the limit of my self-proclaimed boundary line. So that's it. Thanks for listening. So just to recap, did my talk with PayPal. It worked very well. Both the Berlin site and the Dundalk site joined in. Some amazing questions at the end. So thank you, PayPal, for giving me the opportunity to do that. Within 24 hours later, I'm speaking about Padre Pio to LMFM Live as the interview one of the top Irish journalists who's writing about him in his latest book, Colm Keane's latest book, Padre Pio, Irish Encounters with the Saint. So, you know, it all happened so quick, and then my scan, and, you know, the reasonably good results from the scan as well. So it all worked. So it's Friday. I hope to have the podcast uploaded before the weekend kicks off. For me, well, I'm taking it easy, but I'm being chauffeur driven by my good lady wife Alison and Aoife up to County Galway in the afternoon. It's the end of the Irish Hot Air Ballooning Championships in Loch Ray. So I said that I might give them a small little 15-minute talk on how ballooning has on how my balloon training is helping me battle my cancer. So there you go, folks. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your company.
Stay connected with Aidan by heading over to his website, aidanmurphy.com. From there, book Aidan to give an inspiring motivational talk to your workplace, college or club. Read his popular blog, tune into his podcasts, follow him on Twitter and LinkedIn, or simply catch up with him on Facebook. AidanMurphy.com. A real inspiring home in a virtual world.